Welcome to the website for the American Mavericks radio series. I'm Suzanne Vega, and I'm the host of this 13-part program, which will be broadcast nationally on public radio stations. American Mavericks is a celebration of the music and stories of the visionary American composers who broke from European traditions of classical music to blaze their own trails. And blaze they did. Listeners and website visitors will hear music that doesn't normally make it to the airwaves. Pianos played with forearms and upper bodies. Pieces composed for silverware from the local diner. Compositions performed deep in caves. There's music by Charles Ives and Laurie Anderson, John Cage and Harry Partch, Meredith Monk and Pauline Oliveros, and many other Mavericks. I chose to host American Mavericks because it's a truly entertaining series, as well as educational. The music captured here is beautiful and interesting and provocative. It's a living thing that could feed popular culture, which in my opinion is sorely in need of feeding at the moment. The ideas behind the music are an interesting part of American culture and also an interesting part of American history. And this is a good time to look at what it means to be American and also what it means to be a maverick. It's the right time for this kind of show. So I hope you'll look at the information we sent you and consider sharing it with your audiences. In my opinion, there's nothing like it happening on radio anywhere in this country. It could only be done at a place like Minnesota Public Radio, which is itself a maverick in its field. And it wouldn't be possible without the incredible vision of Michael Tilson Thomas, the music director for the San Francisco Symphony, who created American Mavericks as a series of attention-getting performances. Stay tuned, and we'll show you some behind-the-scenes footage of the production of this radio series. And please stay around long enough to check out this website. The web plays a very significant role in this American Maverick series, and it features in-depth interviews, performances by the San Francisco Symphony, and composers' works in their entirety, along with their other creations, including paintings and sculpture, poetry and calligraphy, and even a straw bale house. The website also allows visitors to be their own Mavericks by composing music on a variety of virtual instruments. We even have some footage of a riot at the Champs-Élysées in 1923 when George Antheil performed his wildly aggressive piano works and Erik Satie helped work the crowd into a frenzy. Maverick music can do that, but then that's part of what makes it so wonderful. Stay tuned.
Almost a funny moment to come out of and define Mavericks with, like,
a herd of cows.
So I think we want to have more fun with it, is all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think
those are cows. Pretty dumb, huh? Or something. You see, the word maverick comes from.
I think it's necessary, actually, to have it be that solid. Yes, those are cows. You see, the word maverick comes from Samuel Augustus Maverick, who lived from 1803 to 1870. A New Englander who resettled near San Antonio in what is now Maverick County and became a rancher. Soon any unbranded, unfenced-in steer was called a maverick, and the word eventually came to mean independent soul, nonconformist, dissenter. Okay. Okay. Yes, those are cows. Okay, that's enough. You see, the word maverick comes from Samuel Augustus Maverick, who lived from 1803 to 1870, a New Englander who resettled near San Antonio in what is now Maverick County and became a rancher. Dwight predictably praised the Beethoven composition and lambasted Gottschalk's music for its, quote, amateurish inanities.
Next time we'll spend more time with the music of Aaron Copland and his and others switch from modernism to populism. It'll be a fascinating hour, I hope, where we'll talk about the compelling relationship between progressive politics and conservative music. I'm Suzanne Vega. Join me then.
Fab, let's go get something to eat.
All right.
She doesn't have to do the credits.
Yeah.